Now, what did your husband do after he was discharged? Where did he work?
It took him a little while to try to decide what he was going to do. See, his father was a barber, and he used to be always cutting hair. He used to cut his brother's hair and everything, so that's what he wanted to do. He had to go to barber school first, so that took a long time. You have to take your tests for the state of Illinois so you could get your license, and then he got a job after a long while without any money. Yeah.
I had
a little girl, and I have great grandchildren.
Did you ever go to Skip's drive-in? Do you remember that?
Me?
Or is that more for your children?
No, that's my kids.
Now, how about the?
I heard about them, but I never went. Kitty Land. Well, when they finally came, they weren't there before,
right.
You know.
They opened
we took the kids. Yeah, we did take the kids.
Now, someone was telling me there used to be a drive-in theater next to Kitty Land.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We went there a couple of times. Yeah.
What was that like?
We sat in the car, and it was a nice time, and you watch it. Yeah. I don't know with the younger people. I was already
you had kids.
Married woman.
Now, what are the jobs did you work?
I worked. That's where I worked.
Fields,
that's what I worked.
Oh,
with that.
For
that,
your,
that, yeah.
How long were you with Marshall Fields?
A few years. Let's see. I think I was there about 3 years. Oh, well, actually, I did get a job over at the post office in the war then, and because we were typing the names on the U.S. bonds. They sold the bonds through the post office if you wanted. There was the Buick factory on North Avenue. The people there used to save their money to buy U.S. savings bonds, you know. I believe it was like once a month we went there for the people now that saved enough money that they would get the bonds. So we were from the post office. We had to go there. They were protected us because we were having the bonds.
Okay.
And we went there to run them off with their names.
Okay.
You know, we had their list and run the names off. I forgot about that. I was working at the...
So the Buick factory, is that the International Harvester?
Oh, no. That harvester has been there a long time.
Is that the building that used to be the...
That, yeah, I think that been there. One of my brothers worked there. But he left and took his whole family and went to California. Well, actually, my mother's maiden name was Del Monte. And so when they went to California, and all they kept seeing, these signs, was Del Monte, Del Monte. There were Del Monte Farms, you know.
Oh,
Del Monte Foods that you're,
the cans
you know, that you see. So it was kind of surprising to them, so to see that.
Almost a homecoming.
That was, yeah, they went there to California to live. He packed his family and took off.
Now, do you remember when the Winston Park development was done?
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, we had across the alley from where we lived, on the corner, was this empty lot that we used to play at when we were kids. Actually, at one time, I found a $10 bill in there.
Wow.
And this fellow that lived near, that he wanted some of it, so I guess I had to give him some of it. And I know I gave it some. We looked at it going around. The lot was there forever. We decided to buy it, the lot, and then we didn't have any money to build anything till we had to earn it. That's when they were trying to get Winston Park for the people to buy the houses there. Thought about it, but I liked it because my parents. We were living by my parents anyway. They were just like across the way. So we had to save our money. Eventually we did at the same time that they were doing Winston Park. Yeah.
Now what was...
We could have sold our lot and, you know, probably would have built there. But, you know, my parents were getting older and they were really close. So we stayed there. And we've been there, my son... And daughter had a plaque made 50 years in this house.
Wow.
That's
true. Okay.
Yeah.
It's still there? So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm still in the house and the plaque is there.
Now, a little bit more recently, North Avenue was not very well developed.
No, it was farms. Ago. My mother worked on one of the farms.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, actually, the Naples farm.
I was going to ask you. Going to the Naples?
My mother worked on their farm.
Did she work at that? Their fruit stand?
No, my mother was too old by that time.
Okay.
My mother lived to be old, but she worked there a long time. She knew all of them.
What did she do? You said she worked on the farm there?
Labored, and I don't know what, because we were kids. Yeah. I think neighborhoods were nice then. I mean, you got to know good friends, neighbors. They've kind of disappeared in my neighborhood now. The whole atmosphere, changes. But that's my house is there on the corner. It's my home, so I'm still there. My kids won't want to come back.
Are all of your kids out of the area?
Yeah, they do. But my daughter married his mother worked for the village in the office. This is a very good typist, and she worked in there. And she passed away about 3 years now only. But she lived to be pretty good. So that's who they knew. That's who they met. They're very good with each other. So we're lucky. I have a daughter and a son. Okay. My son's never been married, and he always jokes, that you know of, Ma, No. And so they have 3 children. They have 9 grandchildren, and now so I have 9 great-grandchildren.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah, my one granddaughter has 5 children, the twins. Wow. 3, and then she had the twins. So, and the other 2 just have 2 each.
Okay.
And so now the youngest ones, the twins are going to be 10. So I'm old, you know that.